You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. Appreciate it.
You know what? We had such a big reaction to last week's discussion about the statistics around social media, and I don't know if you did or if you saw more hits on your website, but I know that our reaction here was unbelievable. And one of the questions we had was from a sports fan. They said, how are the sports fans engaging in this? How are they utilizing social media around sport?
Well, that's a great question because it's a very hot topic, and sports fans, as you can appreciate, sort of as do broadcasters, want to take the event off the field, off the court, and make it a bigger event, and that's exactly what social media is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their sports fans are engaging at a higher rate on game days. It's gone up about 30%, they figure, since 2012. Twitter tends to be the more frequent sort of used platform.
Mm-hmm.
But post-game, and it makes sense when you think about it, Instagram has the most growth post-game, and that's obviously with people sharing photos of their great time at the game.
Wow. From a company perspective, are they trying to interact more with the sports fan and being successful at it?
They are, and they're doing a better job at measuring that, although there's still, I think, only about 44% of companies that have figured out how to are making the effort to engage in looking at ROI from this. But 70% of sports fans, for example, who like or follow brands on social media are willing to take additional action, including purchasing, commenting, or sharing brand content. So, I mean, that's an important stat for companies or brands that want to obviously engage in consumers and ultimately see an end result as far as a purchase or a use of a service.
Unbelievable. You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist Chris Reed. Chris, that engagement, are we going to see more of that? Are we going to see companies and the broadcasters start to work together to almost create instant buys at the conclusion or during games or during competitions?
No, and yes, you are, and you're already seeing that to a large degree. And consumers with sports are very high from a brand engagement standpoint. Because, I mean, if they tend to like or follow a brand, they'll do that if, for example, 61% if a coupon or a discount's provided. 57% will do that if it's shown that the brand supports their favorite team. And or from a cause overlay standpoint, I mean, 46%. Will tend to like or follow a brand if they see that brand supports a charity cause that's supported by the team. So, more and more companies are looking at what they need to do to engage, their customer who's also a fan.
It's really remarkable because it's going to change the way people purchase things. It's going to affect the way people do things. It's going to affect the way they migrate to and from sports events and what they do at sports events. I mean, this could be a phenomenal change in the whole direction of sports sponsorship, couldn't it?
No, it will, and it is. And the more you can seamlessly sort of integrate that experience from integrating a brand into the sports experience, the better off the brand is, where it's not a forced fit.
You know, the fascinating thing about having you on the last couple of weeks talking about this is that all it's done is leave me with more questions. I thought I was going to get some answers, but now I have more questions. Where can I go to get more information?
Partnershipgroup.ca is our website, which has lots of information on what we do, but also on the industry itself. We're a conduit for the industry, we like to think. So there's lots of white papers, lots of industry events that we'll promote, and encourage everyone that's listening to take a look at the website.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you are trying to figure out how to utilize social media around sport, get a hold of the Sponsorship Group. Find out, get to learn what you need to know so that you can take a opportunity here and capitalize on it for your benefit and for your organization and for your companies. And boy, get a hold of Chris Reed and talk to him. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me again, Jim. Appreciate it.
This has been the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.